From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. So far, so good. The first official snow measurement shows water content is above average. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
A third of the water for California's homes, industries, and farms comes from the Sierra snowpack. It melts in the spring and early summer to fill the state's streams, reservoirs, and aquifers. A snowy December has some water managers hopeful. The first manual measurement showed 4 feet of accumulation, containing about 12 inches of water. Frank Gerke is with the Department of Water Resources.
If you compare it to last year's measurement, same location, same time of year, we had 0.14 inches. Of snow water content. So I think that's a real good indicator of how much difference there can be each winter.
Manual and electronic readings showed water content at Echo Summit in eastern El Dorado County at 134% of the average. But water officials say that could all change in this drought-prone state, and forecasters are calling for a dry January. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A package of new laws that will protect California homeowners from foreclosure goes into effect this year. The California Homeowner Bill of Rights restricts dual tracking, where lenders foreclose even as loan modifications are pending. It also requires a single point of contact with lenders. Attorney General Kamala Harris says for too long, Californians have been denied fairness and transparency when dealing with lenders.
The number of homeowners that this will help is going to be in the hundreds of thousands for sure. We suspect at least about 500,000 homeowners are in the foreclosure pipeline.
The law will give homeowners the ability to sue banks under certain conditions if they feel they've been wrongly foreclosed upon. The legislation locked into law much of the national mortgage settlement with the nation's top five banks. Find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.